This is Michael Medved with tonight's Medhead Musing and Report from the Front. Headline, congratulations and a suggestion. Congratulations to President Trump and all those who worked so hard to achieve his election on the brilliant appointment of Neil Gorsuch. I mean it. Judge Gorsuch is the best possible successor to Antonin Scalia. And the fact that there is a connection with Whizzer White is very encouraging. Why? Because Byron White was appointed by President Kennedy, and he was actually a justice who became a leading judicial conservative. He's one of those rare justices who did a Souter in advance, in reverse. Souter, of course, famous for being appointed as a conservative, but becoming more of an activist, left-leaning judge. And White was appointed by a liberal Democratic president, at least by the standards of the time, and Whizzer White became one of the leading conservative voices, one of the leading voices for judicial restraint on the court. He was a great judge, and the fact that he was a mentor of Judge Gorsuch years ago is terrifically encouraging. He's a terrific guy. You could hear Judge Gorsuch speak, and you could see what a strong supporter he was. I do expect he will be confirmed, and I expect he'll be confirmed partially because if he is, it won't shift the balance of the court from what it was when Scalia was alive. I assume that Judge Gorsuch will replace Scalia. That means you still have a 4-4 tie, basically, with Justice Kennedy in the middle. But a number of people pointed out that Gorsuch, because of his relationship with Justice Kennedy, once clerked for him, could actually help tilt Justice Kennedy in the right direction. So all of that is for the good. But what it also means is that the Democrats are not going to fight like this was doomsday if this conservative judge is this constitutionalist judge is replacing Scalia, because it doesn't change the court. If, however, Justice Ginsburg, who is over 80, is the next judge to leave the scene, to resign, and President Trump appoints another judicial conservative, say a Judge Sykes or a Judge Pryor or a Judge Hardiman, then they'll fight like crazy. They will treat that as doomsday. So even if we preserve the filibuster opportunity, which is still on the books right now, because you wouldn't need necessarily to go to the nuclear option to confirm Gorsuch. You would certainly need the nuclear option to confirm a replacement for a liberal justice. Here's the suggestion for the Gorsuch confirmation. The suggestion is, I think it would be terrific if President Trump delegated the job of fighting for Judge Gorsuch to Mike Pence. Mike Pence has certainly better relationships with Congress and with the Senate, even though he's never served as a senator, he has served in the House. But he has a good relationship with the U.S. Senate and with all members of the Senate, and it would be terrific if Vice President Pence was sort of the point man on fighting for confirmation. No insulting senators who are opposed to Gorsuch, no making this a battle royal that doesn't need to be. And the nice thing about Pence is he has the same kind of soothing, likable, humane, easygoing style that Gorsuch has and that he has displayed in his jurisprudence and that he displayed in his acceptance of the nomination tonight. It would be a good thing, and it might lower the temperature of confrontation in Washington. Now, look, this is a confrontation that Republicans almost certainly will win. They do have 52 votes in the Senate. But wouldn't it be nice if it could be an easier fight than people expect? It should be. And one of the ways it could be would be to have some kind of gesture toward poor Merrick Garland, who really did not deserve to be in the position that President Obama, I think, nastily put him into. Because Judge Garland is not a bad guy, and he continues as a federal judge, and he is a distinguished public servant. And why not? I mean, he will not be on the Supreme Court at this point, But why not some gesture of honoring him? It would be appropriate, for instance, if Judge Gorsuch met with Judge Garland, or if Judge Garland were invited to the White House somehow, to show that, hey, no hard feelings, guy, it was okay. Probably won't be invited to the White House, but how about the Naval Observatory? That's the vice president's residence. That might be something to consider. Just some ideas about how to turn what is already a triumphant nomination, good for President Trump, into a sweeping conservative victory, which I think is what we want. That's it for this edition of Medhead Musings and Reports from the Front. I'm Michael Medved.